Lots of things to do and a lot of interesting things happening in and around the area all throughout the end of the week and into the weekend. And we have a brand new facility going up tomorrow, a holiday open house and ribbon cutting ceremony for Leadership Lorain. And here to tell us more about that, Julie Cruz Blair is on the line with us right now. Julie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, no problem. Good. How are you?
So far, so good. Well, tell us about tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be a very exciting day for you guys with the ribbon cutting ceremony at the new location. Where is the new location and what is it about this new location that's going to be so awesome for you guys?
Well, we are located on East Broad Street. The address is 1202. We are right on the corner of Curtis and Broad Street. We are excited about the space because it's pretty much, it gives us more accessibility to the area and as well as the individuals here in the community. We're a little bit more visual where we are now.
How long did it take you guys to get where you're at right now? Anytime you're moving, looking for a new location, that could be a long, exhausting process. Tell us about that process and how you guys got to this new location.
Well, we didn't have the luxury of that being a long process. We were notified in June that the college was repurposing the building that we were in. So we had to move. We were notified in June, and we actually were able to do all of this within 90 days.
Wow. Okay, so that's a pretty quick turnaround.
It is. So through the assistance of many different alum and corporations and organizations in the community, we were able to find this location.
Very cool stuff. Well, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. Tell us what all is happening at this holiday open house and ribbon cutting ceremony tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is our open house. It's going to be, the ribbon cutting is taking place at 5:00. We will have assistance from difference maker Tony Gallo. We were able to put that together through our alumni committee. They were able to secure donations from different restaurants, Nemo Grill, The Unicorn, The Foundry, JVS, LCC Spitzer Catering, Bread and Brew. Pogies Catering is going to be here, as well as Heidelberg. So we have a lot of people who are willing to contribute and help us make this be a success tomorrow.
And at what time does all this go down tomorrow?
We will be here. The ribbon cutting takes place at 5:00.
Okay, so shortly after a lot of folks wrapping up their workday, head on out to that ribbon cutting ceremony. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, you guys actually have announced your honorees for this year's Difference Makers Gala. Really cool stuff. Tell us about the honorees. Who are the honorees and how are they selected?
Well, the honorees are selected through a selection committee that's made up of several board members as well as community members. We receive nominations starting in December, and that usually goes all the way through June. And then the information is given to the selection committee, and then they make their suggestions and what have you, and people are chosen that way. The people who receive is an organization, Difference Makers, and then we have what is the Emerald Award, which is an up-and-coming rising leader, as well as the Eric Nord, which is a prestigious award for someone who has been doing leadership for a long length of time within the community.
Okay. And who are those who are up for these awards? Who are those that are going to be honored at this year's gala?
So our honorees include the Ross Group. They are going to be the Leadership Award for organization. Janine Donaldson, who is the Executive Director over at YWCA in Elyria, she's receiving a Difference Maker Award. Tony Gallo over at Lorain County Chamber of Commerce is also a Difference Maker. Catherine Waskovnik, who works over at Mercy, is going to be our Emerald Award recipient. And then our Eric Nord recipient, who works over at Wickens, Herzer, Panza, Cook, and Batista, is Matt Nacon.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Julie Cruz Blair of Leadership Lorain here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Now, this Difference Makers Gala doesn't take place until February, correct?
Correct. It will be on Friday, February 16th.
Okay. And where is this going to take place? What all is involved? How does that all work?
Okay, cocktail hour will start at 5:45 over at the Spitzer Conference Center over by LCCC.
And now, is this an event where it's cocktail hour first and then dinner and then the award ceremony, all that comes a little bit later on in the evening?
Correct. We will go into what would be the presentation at 6:30.
Okay, very cool stuff. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on that. We'll have to have you on again as we get closer to that date, because that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You guys have also announced your best of 2018 class as well. Who all is in this group, and what kinds of projects were they involved with?
Well, the class started in August with the road rally. We have different individuals from all kinds of different places. We have people from banks, PNC, First Federal Lakewood. We have individuals from Nordson Corporation, as well as Poly One. We have a lot of new people. Wellington Implement is involved this year, Lorain County Action Agency. We have a total of 37 class members this year.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive number. Very good stuff. Well, again, Julie, we certainly appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us. Best of luck tomorrow with that holiday open house and the ribbon cutting ceremony tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Very cool stuff. Again, that's Julie Cruz-Blair with Leadership Lorain.